Hello everyone, welcome to the investment update briefing on Investmentida. I'm Benjamin. First, let's look through the great news.
World's first intracranial drug-eluting stent made in Tida. Tida-based Sinomedical Science Technology Inc. was granted market approval for its intracranial drug-eluting stent system, a groundbreaking product globally. The unique drug coating of the new stent can reduce the incidence of in-stent restenosis, thereby lowering the risk of long-term recurrent stroke. Its approval marks the beginning of a new era of intracranial drug-loaded interventional therapy.
A new industry leader headquartered in Tida. Recently, Henan Home Technology Tianjin Group Corporation Limited settled down in Binhai Zhongguancun Science Park. The company will set up headquarters, data R&D center and exhibition center in the park. As an indigenous assembly decoration leader in Tida, the company extended its business throughout the whole chain of assembly decoration with projects in Beijing, Shanghai, Tianjin, Chongqing, Guangdong, etc.
Tida's firm released China's first motion control system for parallel industrial robots. Recently, Chengxin Tianjin Automation Equipment Corporation Limited, a company from Tida, released Atom Motion, a motion control system for industrial parallel robots. It is the first product with completely independent intellectual property rights in this field in China. Such creation means successful localization of motion control system for parallel industrial robots in China, bringing down the application cost of parallel robots by 55%.
Sinolight International Holdings signed an agreement with Tida. On August 5th, Sinolight International Holdings Corporation signed a strategic cooperation agreement with Tida Administrative Commission for the establishment of an e-commerce platform settled center in Tida. Besides, the two sides will also deepen cooperation in bulk trade settlement, commercialization of light industrial products with national science and technology certification, international exhibitions, cooperation with peers in the sector, and investment promotion.
A new terminal broke ground in Nangang. Recently, Beijing Gas Terminal broke ground in Nangang Industrial Zone. The company will build a new 150,000-ton LNG terminal berth with a design capacity of 5 million tons annually. The berth could handle LNG vessels as large as 266,000 cubic meters. The terminal will further raise the supply capacity of natural gas in the Beijing-Tianjin-Hebei region and guarantee the energy security of the capital. It will also promote the coordinated development in the region and low-carbon development in cities.
Tianjin Pilot Free Trade Zone claims top 3 in China. The Comprehensive Research Institute of Free Trade Zone of the Sun Yat-sen University released the 2020 to 2021 System Innovation Index of China Pilot Free Trade Zones quite recently. Tianjin Pilot Free Trade Zone was among top 3 in the provincial comprehensive ranking and top 5 in terms of trade facilitation. Since its inauguration, Tianjin Pilot Free Trade Zone has played a leading and exploration role by implementing 487 institutional innovative measures and replicating 38 cases of best practice nationwide.
China's first working mechanism of joint government services across regions. On August 6th, Beijing Economic and Technological Development Area, Tianjin Economic and Technological Development Area, and Guangzhou Economic and Technological Development District signed the Framework Agreement of Government Service Reform and Innovation Cooperation Alliance in Beijing-Tianjin-Guangzhou Economic Development Zones, marking that 268 government services can be handled across three national-level development zones. This is China's first cooperation alliance of government service reform and innovation, and the Working Mechanism of Interprovincial Government Services launched this time is also the first of its kind in China. The new service model saves time, facilitates the procedures, and enables the applicants to have their errands done with high efficiency when they are handling their interprovincial applications.
TIDA's HR service system upgraded. In the first half of the year, TIDA actively built a human resources promotion system to foster supply by demand and ensure demand with supply, and improved a multi-level all-round and three-dimensional talent introducing and cultivating model. With these efforts, TIDA has upgraded its human resources service system in all respects and witnessed a continuous growth in registered labor force. It has introduced more than 6,500 employees to such enterprises as Casino, Foxconn, Fell Toyota, and Samsung by expanding its recruitment channel. The 8th vaccination for expats completed in TIDA. On July 27th, 94 expats got the second dose of vaccine against the COVID-19 in TIDA Hospital, and 27 expats got their first. It was the 8th vaccination for expats organized by TIDA. Since the end of April this year, TIDA has set up special vaccination sites and organized multilingual volunteer teams to provide vaccination services for expats. Up to now, a total of 820 expats have completed the two-shot vaccination.
TIDA RCEP and Customs New Policy Seminar full of real stuff. In late July 2021, the TIDA RCEP and Customs New Policy Seminar was successfully held. Experts were invited to interpret RCEP and the new customs policy so as to help local enterprises better grasp new opportunities in Sino-Japanese trade and promote the sustained and healthy development of import and export trade. More than 30 Japanese-founded enterprises in and out of TIDA participated in the seminar, including Tianjin Fell Toyota Corporation Limited and Tianjin Denso Electronics Corporation Limited.
That's the latest news update. Staying for more on Investment TIDA.